Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. I am your host, Candace McClain, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to what is sure to be an incredible, incredible show. So many of us look back on our lives and, you know, we tend to zero in on the difficulties or the horrible or negative things that have happened to us in our pasts. And we say it is because of this experience or that person that I am now stuck. I don't have the ability to be successful in life. I don't have the ability to attain this kind of income or to get that kind of job or to have wonderful, loving relationships in my life. And I really love bringing guests on the show who shatter that myth that our past or our upbringing alone determines who we are and what we're capable of achieving. Several months back now, I had John DeMartini on the show, and, you know, he talked about leaving home at 14 years of age, being homeless, living in a tent even, and almost dying. And I think back to even Crystal Andrus, who suffered from sexual abuse from a young age. She moved out at 15 years old. She battled cancer. She nearly went bankrupt. She was a single mom. There are many stories like this, and maybe some of the ones I just shared there are part of your story too. But those people who I mentioned have taken their stories, their past, and they've turned their lives around. And today they lead very highly successful lives and inspire others around the world. So I would ask you, what about your story? What is your story, and do you let it run your life? Do you let it limit you? Or do you take that story and let it fuel you today to reach higher, making a difference not only in your own life, but in the lives of other people? Well, today on the show, we're going to have Rhonda Shortino joining us. Now, here is a woman who has taken her story, which really is an emotional roller coaster of a childhood, and has let it fuel her to new heights. She's going to be sharing with us her journey and her life lessons and what she calls the 5 points of prosperity that enabled her to persevere and become successful in life and in business. And if you'd like to join into this conversation, we would love to hear from you. You can fill out our instant feedback form. Just go to www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. And if you scroll down just a bit on the homepage, you'll see the green tabbed box called Instant Feedback. So just fill out this form. You can ask a question. You can submit your comments during the show using this form. And aside from this form, of course, you can always call in. The toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. You could share with us what your beginnings were, maybe how you've moved forward in your life because of that. Well, today Rhonda Shortino truly has an incredible life story to share with us. When she was just 6 months old, her mother left her at the neighbor's and never returned for her. Rhonda then went on to live with her grandparents, where she lived in utter poverty and filth. She was hungry and badly abused. Then when Rhonda was just 8 years old, the little shack where she lived with her grandparents nearly burned to the ground. Now, they didn't have insurance, and so for months the family was homeless. Yet from the ashes of that fire rose an incredibly strong woman with a very, very successful career today. She founded the only retail insurance brokerage in the U.S. created solely to protect people and organizations that care for abused children. And then she went on to found a wholesale insurance operation designed to empower insurance brokers throughout the U.S. to become advocates for the child welfare organizations in their communities. In addition to this, Rhonda is a sought-after speaker and trainer. She's also a successful author. Her book, which we'll be discussing today, is Succeed Because of What You've Been Through, which describes how Rhonda overcame the devastating events of her childhood to achieve affluence and fulfillment in her life today. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. What
Hi, Rhonda.
Honor.
Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. I can hear you now perfectly. Thank you so
wonderful.
Much.
Thank you for having me. What an honor. I appreciate it so much.
Well, you probably didn't hear at the top of the show there. I was talking about how a lot of people have had challenging pasts. And I mentioned how I really love to bring people on the show who've had those pasts and then turned it around to let it fuel them in their lives. And because that pain can sometimes really overshadow much of our lives. So maybe can you first of all share the story of your childhood and how it shaped you to become who you are today?
Right. I'm happy to do that. I grew up with a mentally ill man and an alcoholic woman. They just would throw punches and yell and scream for any reason at all, and sometimes no reason at all. Something that might, elicit a laugh one day, wound up in a bruise the next day. So it was crazy inconsistency. It was just like being on a roller coaster that never ever comes to a stop. And I suspect that a lot of your listeners have experienced things like that. But you know, the difficult places in our life, especially when we're too young to prevent abuse, abandonment, molestation, all those kinds of things, really can wind up being a boot camp of sorts, if you will, that teaches things that just really kind of, you know, can't be learned any other way. And so that's what I really want to talk to people about and encourage them with, that just because we had really rough starts it doesn't have to hold us back. It doesn't have to be something that sort of defines us for the rest of our lives. What we can do is mine the lessons out of those situations and use those exact characteristics and qualities to be our success, to be the stepping stones to success in all areas of our lives.
So growing up then, I mean, I find it interesting when you talk about the inconsistency. One day you do something and they would laugh, and the next day, you know, you might be abused for it. That must have been very difficult as a child to know how to react or to know even how to act at any given time. Did you growing up have a friend or anyone you felt you could tell about what was happening to you?
No, absolutely not. In fact, it was a real matter of shame. I mean, you can imagine, kids are difficult anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're the one whose clothes don't fit and they're dirty and you're dirty, you're either left alone or you're the subject of jokes. And so there wasn't anyone to turn to. There was one time when the police were called out, but my grandfather met them at the street, chatted as if they were old friends, and then came back into the house, and the repercussions of that phone call to the police were worse than any beating I'd ever had to that point. So what I wound up doing is I learned how to cope, and I learned how to get along, and I learned how to sort of maneuver. And this is one of the things I'm talking about as far as mining lessons, because you know, when you come out of a chaotic situation like that, you learn when to laugh, when to make a joke, when to slip out the back door, when to run for your life, you know, when to just keep quiet, when not to make eye contact. Well, all of those things can be actually very helpful in a business setting because, you know, in almost any kind of a business situation, you wind up working with all different kinds of personalities. So it's you know, it can be extremely helpful if we look at it that way.
And I recall reading a book years ago. I can't even recall which one it was now, but it asked you to write your story out, you know, the story that you tell yourself about who you are. And this really is an enlightening process. In fact, I'd encourage everyone to do this. Even mine at the time was, you know, purely negative, very poor me. But the purpose of the exercise was to next rewrite that paragraph coming from a place of strength and highlighting the good and positive things about yourself or what you've learned or how you've grown because of your experiences in your life. And because we all know that what we tell ourselves is so crucial to our own health and well-being, you know, given your upbringing, what was the wounded story you told yourself, and at what moment did you become aware you were rewriting it, and even that you could rewrite it for that matter?
For a lot of years, I just looked at myself as a white trash street kid and someone thrown away that nobody wanted, that no one valued, and of course I made choices that supported, you know, that and sort of perpetuated that. So it took a lot of years. But I finally, because of success in the workplace, I finally began to see myself differently. And I realized that I was rewriting the story as I went along. And what I hope to do with other people is to encourage them, you know, don't wait till you're 30 or 40, as was my case, to begin to rewrite your story. Begin immediately to rewrite your story. And we certainly can do it. You know, it doesn't matter where we started. It matters how we end.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Well, Succeed Because of What You've Been Through is Rhonda Shortino's latest book. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We invite you to send in your questions and comments via the instant feedback form at www.transformationtalkradio.com. And later in the show, Rhonda's going to be sharing the 5 points of prosperity. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the vitamin shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McLean, and today on the show we have child welfare specialist and author Rhonda Shortino joining us. Rhonda shares how she literally went from rags to riches in her latest book, Succeed Because of What You've Been Through. Learn how to acquire the 5 points of prosperity. Rhonda, if people want more information on you or would like to learn more about the book, what is your website that they can visit?
It is www.rhondascortino.com, rhondashortino.com.
Wonderful. Now, before the break there, we were talking about your difficult childhood, the abuse, the poverty, the filth, the neglect, all of that, and how really at that time you didn't have people you could turn to. But in life, God tends to send us, you know, I almost like to call them angels or messengers, the special people placed in our lives, whether they're there for years or even just long enough to say something that forever changes our lives. Who were those people for you? Who brought you some hope along the way?
Oh my goodness, that's such a great question. There were probably a lot of people, but 4 people that come to my mind right off the bat. First of all was a set of foster parents. I was only with them for a very, very short period of time. I don't know their names or anything about them really, but I do remember one conversation. Really, it was the only conversation I remember with those folks. But I was sitting, I remember vividly sitting in the middle of their kitchen floor. It was a white linoleum floor, and I'd never, ever seen a clean floor. I'd never seen a clean house. I'd never seen sheets that matched and were clean.
Wow.
And I'd never seen, I'd never been anywhere where there was enough food. So I learned so much from these people. They got along. They didn't hit each other. They didn't raise their voices. So I just learned so much just from watching them live. But one conversation in particular, I was sitting in the middle of the kitchen floor, and I was feeling sorry for myself. And I couldn't have verbalized this at the time, but I had mastered the art of manipulating people with their sympathy. And so I was very accustomed to people saying, oh, poor baby, your mother left her, oh, this poor thing. And the foster father didn't fall for it. And I recall that he said, young lady, you better quit feeling sorry for yourself. You were put here for a reason, and you better be about finding out what it is.
Wow.
To which but I very maturely replied, I hate you. I screamed at him. And I don't remember any other words being exchanged. And very shortly after that, I was pulled from that home. But many, many years later, I was an insurance agent working for an insurance agency and doing insurance for a couple of homes for abused children, along with all the other book of business that I wrote with those folks. And I had gotten a thank you note in the mail from the CEO of one of the children's homes, saying that what I had been able to do for them in terms of reducing their insurance premium had allowed them to keep the doors of the children's home open. And I sat at my desk that day with that thank you note in my hand, and after many, many years of not thinking about having been in foster care or being a ward of the court, I had never told anyone. I hadn't told my husband, my best friend. No one knew. Mm-hmm. It was so shameful to me that my parents had left me and that nobody had wanted me. So I worked really hard thinking of other things and getting rid of all that. And suddenly all of that came crashing back, and that conversation with that foster father came back to me, and the light went on in my head that this is what I was supposed to do, was help child welfare organizations to protect themselves so that they could focus on the work of taking care of kids. And so, you know, there was my purpose after all those years. And I don't know that I would have connected those dots if it hadn't been for that foster father.
That's a beautiful story. Have you ever tried to track them down?
I did.
The foster parents?
I did, but I was not successful in finding them.
Another thing you brought up there is being ashamed to tell people your story, not even telling your husband. And this is quite common for people who've suffered from child abuse. In fact, I was just watching that new show, The Judds, on the Oprah Winfrey Network the other night. And after all these years now, Naomi Judd has just come out and talked about the sexual abuse that she went through as a child. She had never told her family. She never told her daughters. She never wrote about it in her book. And now she is sharing that. So how important do you believe it is to talk about abuse from your past in order to get past it?
I think it's incredibly important to look at reality. In terms of talking about it, that's, I think, an individual thing. There's, on the flip side of that, there are people who do nothing but talk about, you know, the negative things that have happened to them. And that's not healthy either. So I think there's a balance, you know, in finding the right person, whether it's a counselor or a pastor or a friend who you can just grieve with and weep over, you know, the childhood that was stolen. But at some point in time, we have to get over it. We have to move through the process of grief and heal and mine the lessons out of it and move on.
When you look back now on the life that you had with your grandparents, I mean, we know the negative that came out of that, but are there aspects of your time with your grandparents that affected you in a positive way?
Oh, yes. I would not be the person I am today if I hadn't gone through that. It may sound really crazy to people to hear me say this, but I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful that my mother didn't have an abortion. I'm actually grateful that she left. I'm grateful that she left me with her abusers. Because the truth of the matter is, all of that created a series of experiences that honed characteristics in me that have perfectly prepared me for God's plan for my life. So I believe on some level that I accepted this assignment, and I want to complete it in excellence. And what I mean by completing it with excellence is that, you know, we have more than 3 million new reports of child abuse every single year in this country. It's reported that, well, the statistics show, it's not just a report, that 4 kids a day on average die as a result of abuse and neglect in the United States alone. But if you think about 3 million new reports every single year of abuse, and of course that doesn't count all the abuse that never gets reported, it means that there are millions of us walking around in the general population who experienced abuse as kids. And so consequently, there are a lot of people who, react in ways that are disproportionate to what goes on, and people around us say, what's the matter with you? Or, you know, why are you so angry? Why did you snap? Or why did you get hurt by that? Or why did you get offended? And the truth is, we often don't know. But it goes back to what happened to us as children. So going back to your question about the importance, talking about it, you know, when we open that can of worms back up, that many of us have tried so hard to keep closed, oftentimes we can deal with those issues and understand things as adults that when we experienced them, we were children and couldn't, you know, really didn't have the critical thinking abilities to be able to process them properly. So we can process those things, find some value in what we've experienced, and then really and truly heal and forgive and move on.
I've talked about this on the show before, and with my experience as a hypnotherapist, a lot of times I bring people back to their childhood, and the reason is because as a child we take in everything that is said to us as truth at face value, and if they're saying this, it must be true. We don't know to question that until we get a little bit older. So a lot of times it becomes very difficult to kind of undo that, you know, that damage initially, because we have to go back there and reframe everything. Well, I'm so happy, Rhonda, to have you on the show today and discussing your story. We are going to take another quick break, and when we come back, Rhonda's going to share more about how to move from where you are to a place of harmony and wealth. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to Everyday Miracles. And I have Rhonda Shortino with me here today, author of Succeed Because of What You've Been Through. Learn how to acquire the 5 points of prosperity. Well, at 6 months of age, Rhonda was abandoned by her parents, left to be brought up by her abusive grandparents, and she lived in poverty and filth. Well, today she's a highly successful businesswoman. It's a fascinating story. If you would like more information on the book or on Rhonda, please visit her website at www.rhondashortino.com. Well, Rhonda, as I mentioned there, you know, it's been this huge transition. It's kind of like you've lived at both ends of that spectrum, from being on welfare to having an extreme level of wealth and being a millionaire many times over. Everyone wants to know how you did that. What was the process for you?
Candace, I don't know what happened to our connection, but I can barely hear you. But I think you said, I think you asked how.
Yeah, how did you get to where you are today? I mean, I know it's not an easy question, but people want to know, how did you get from, you know, essentially having nothing to having the wealth and the life and the loving relationships you have today?
Right. Okay, now I can hear you. Thank you so much. You know, I think it started with seeing myself differently. Mm. I didn't realize it at the time. But I went from feeling like this, you know, thrown away, worthless, white trash street kid to beginning to feel like I actually had some power. Mm-hmm. And it started for me in reading about emancipating. Somewhere I read about emancipation, and I got a ride down to the courthouse, and I waited, gosh, all day. I didn't know you were supposed to go with a lawyer or a social worker or somebody like that. But I waited for a judge to see me. And finally, one did see me and gave me a laundry list of things that I'd have to have before they would consider granting my emancipation. But I went away. I went back to the high school where I was attending, and I asked for help. They helped me get a job, and God bless the man who gave me my very first job when I was 15 years old. But I began to have some power in that process and see that I actually could take some steps that made a difference, that it wasn't, or that it was no longer that I was subject to the whims of everyone else around me. And so 6 months later, I went back to that same judge, and I did get my emancipation. So at 16, I was emancipated on my own, going to school, high school in the morning, and working in the afternoon and evening, and had some college classes at night, and began to really feel like I was getting somewhere. And the better I felt, the better results I got in terms of work and the amount of money I was making. I took that money and I turned around and used what money I had extra after paying rent and, you know, basic expenses, and bought things and cleaned them up and sold them and took every side job I could come up with to try to, you know, make additional money. And then when I was 19 years old, I bought my first house. At 27, I started my first company. And so with every success, I felt better and better about myself.
And in one way or another, we all inherit certain belief systems from our family. So, you know, whether it's about religion or race or money or anything for that matter, you know, how did you change your beliefs? I guess it was just a slow transformation for you.
It really was a step-by-step transformation. And as I look back on it, I see that just the catalyst for the whole thing was beginning to see myself in a different way. And I know I'm repeating myself, but I think it's so important for your listeners to hear that we get to choose how we define ourselves. So, for example, people who've been given a mental health diagnosis, you know, let's say that, you know, somebody has said, well, you know, you have attention deficit, you have ADD. And so you sort of absorb that label. And I'm just using that as an example. It can be bipolar. It can be that somebody has said, well, you know, you're not too bright, or what, it doesn't have to be a diagnosis. It can be something that could be seen as a sort of a negative label. It could be family members who have said, well, you're just like your dad. You're going to be, and meaning that's not a good thing. All right, so rather than just assuming that those words are accurate, like you had mentioned before in the hypnotherapy work that you do, we can look at ourselves, and like in the example of ADD, we can say, well, rather than that being a bad thing, how about that means I can multitask?
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, a kid who's been labeled as oppositional defiant, well, why don't we turn that around and say, well, this kid is not a follower. This is a leader, a potential leader here that we're dealing with. And so I found myself along the line as I got older and whatnot, that all the ways that people had described me, that I could actually turn it around and say, you know, this is a good thing and here's why. And I think that we all can do that and begin to really see ourselves in a more positive light. And when that happens, when we see ourselves differently, we make better choices. We have a better attitude. When we have a good attitude and we have a smile on our face and we're making better choices about how we behave, the thoughts that we think, the words that we say, it attracts opportunities for us. And in some venues, people would say, well, you're making your own luck. I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in coincidence. But I know that people are far more attracted to do business with me, to be in partnership with me, to collaborate with me, if I have a good, hopeful attitude, as opposed to feeling sorry for myself or you know, having a negative attitude and complaining all the time. And so, you know, anyone who's listening now, regardless of what their financial circumstances are, their health circumstances, relationship, doesn't matter. You can choose right now today to change your attitude. And with that change of attitude, everything can change. It doesn't happen overnight because we didn't get in any of our circumstances overnight. It takes a while to watch the circumstances sort of catch up with the attitude. But if we'll stick with it, it's inevitable to see positive improvement.
And so choosing to change your attitude and changing your attitude about your story. And then I guess in addition to that, knowing what you call your life assignments is, And this idea that we all have different life assignments given to us, as well as the talents and abilities. So what do you see as being your life assignment right now?
Ah, that's such a great question. I think that it's important for all of us to find and fulfill our life assignment. And before I answer that question, let me go to just in the book of Ephesians, I think it's chapter 2 and verse 10. I'm not great at quoting scripture, but it says that, you know, we're God's own masterpiece, created to do a specific work through Christ Jesus that was designed for us, you know, at the beginning of the world. So what that means to me is that we're each matched, perfectly matched to our world. We have the skills and talents and abilities that were planted in us by our Creator, that were specifically designed uniquely in all the earth to do the work that we were created to do. And so when we plug in, if you will, to Jesus, the source of, you know, all the power, the peace, the wisdom, the discernment, then we can self-actualize. We can fulfill our purposes. And so part of, you know, what I see as my life assignment is to help people find and fulfill their assignments. And when we begin to do that, when we say finally, all right, you know what, the rubber has met the road, I'm going to quit feeling sorry for myself, I'm going to quit looking in the rearview mirror at what's happened to me, what I've done, what I've failed to do, whatever else, I'm going to begin to move forward and to look forward. When we do that, everything opens up for us from the standpoint of, you know, God himself making arrangements for us, going before us and making the crooked places straight. And our assignment will basically appear for us. And there are many clues, you know, that we can look at. It's looking at, you know, who are you really? What are you known for? What comes naturally to you? And some of those things are sort of subtle. I mean, I've talked to people who said to me, well, you know, I don't know, there's nothing really, you know, particularly special about me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true. You know, often we dismiss things that we do well, thinking everybody does them well, but everybody doesn't do them well.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
being a good listener, being someone who's really nurturing, being someone who's really creative, or encouraging. So, you know, it's looking at our natural gifts, and sometimes we have to, you know, talk to our friends, relatives, neighbors, coworkers, other people, and say, you know, what do you see about me? Because others will see things about us often that we don't see. It's looking at the things that grieve us. You know, what really bothers us? For me, it's child abuse. I can't tolerate it. I have zero tolerance policy for anyone hurting children. Well, you know, look at where I came from. And so when we find the things that grieve our hearts, it's usually that we're supposed to do something about that. You know, that's one of the clues. So there are many more, you know, there are many more clues. In fact, I have a list of 50 questions in my book, Succeed Because of What You've Been Through, that are just kind of a starting place for people to go through and honestly answer those questions about themselves. And when I say honestly answer the questions, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, finding that you're weak in an area.
Rhonda, I'm just going to cut you off right there for a moment. We're just going to move to another commercial break. We'll have more with Rhonda after these messages. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing it my head.
Definitely here to help us today. I'm Candace McClain. This is Everyday Miracles. My guest today is Rhonda Shortino. Help us, Rhonda. Help us, help us. And that's what she's here to do with her latest book, Succeed Because of What You've Been Through. Learn how to acquire the 5 points of prosperity. Well, that was the perfect song here because Rhonda feels that that her life assignment is to help others to find their life assignment, kind of like your mission in life and what you were here, what you're meant to do. Rhonda, you were talking there before the break about how in your book you have 50 questions that help, that what helps us to determine what our life assignment is?
Yes, yes. The 50 questions in the book just kind of start to give you some clues about your specific combination of skills and talents and abilities and experiences. And then there's also a workbook that accompanies the book for people who just really want to go deeper. But the idea is to start to identify the specific life assignment and go in the direction of fulfillment of that and not just, you know, here's what job I'm in because this is the first job I got out of school and, you know, now I'm trapped in that career because I make this much money so I can't change to another industry because I'd start at the bottom and all that. And a lot of people are, you know, trapped in those kinds of things. But that doesn't mean that you can't in your own time begin to really step back and take a dispassionate look at what you do well and what maybe you could be doing. And maybe it is in the present industry, but what could you do maybe differently to begin to move toward fulfillment, finding and then fulfillment of that life assignment? Because when we do that, we get our measure of all 5 points of prosperity. And when I say that, I mean not just money. Money's a small part because, you know, you could be the most successful drug dealer in the area and, you know, make a lot of money. But,
sure.
You know, so that's just, money's just a tool. But the 5 points of prosperity, as I define them, are good health, good relationships, peace, which is just so much deeper than happiness. You know, happiness is just superficial. It relies on external circumstances, and peace is internal. It's not being moved by external circumstances. And then joy. You know, joy is just, again, it's so much deeper than superficial happiness. And so, and then financial stability and even wealth. But if we get, you know, just one piece of it, then we're really not getting all that God has for us. And, you know, God can answer every single prayer all at once and it wouldn't dim the lights in heaven, you know. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with going after the life that God intended for us to live and having all that he intends for us to have. Because when we're finding and fulfilling our assignment, it means that we're helping others. It means that we're self-actualizing. We're becoming the people we were created to be, and that glorifies God. So it's all good. There's no negativity to it.
During the break there, we were talking and I shared with Rhonda a story about, you know, when I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing with my life, you know, in terms of my career, I started doing a meditative type of walk outside where I just focused on what I knew I did want. So I want to help people in some capacity. I want to be surrounded by loving people who, you know, honor and respect me, and I honor and respect and love them in return. And, you know, and this all led to, you know, becoming a hypnotherapist and doing the radio show, but I didn't know at the time that that's what it would lead to. So I didn't have the whole puzzle figured out, but I just focused on the pieces that were important to me, and then everything else just sort of flowed in. Rhonda, one of the things I want to talk about too, because you have done a lot in this area, and that is foster care. As you mentioned at the beginning of the show, you were briefly in foster care as a young child, and that experience for you was very meaningful. You know, statistics right now show that there's over 500,000 children who are in foster care in the U.S., and there are many, many more waiting. So, as a country, we are in need of foster parents. Can you share with us what makes a good foster family? Who should consider becoming a foster parent?
Oh, my goodness. You know, a good foster family is any family who can love a child unconditionally and just include a child into their life, into their, you know, into their family. And really, I think it comes down to something a social worker friend of mine said once that just so moved me. And she said that foster children have no one to delight in them. And and I understood that because when I graduated from high school, I was in the top 10 of my class. I was, you know, I was so excited. It happened to fall on my 18th birthday, and no one was there. And all my you know, friends in school had their families there, and they were, you know, there were people cheering them on, basically. And they were leaving that graduation ceremony to go have parties and cake and ice cream and celebrate the accomplishment. And I took the cap and gown back to the cafeteria and got in my car and went to work. And so I understand that foster kids really have no one to delight in them. And so that's what a good foster family looks like. It kind of, for me, doesn't matter what their financial situation is. It doesn't matter, you know, what the family looks like. It, the family unit may look different, you know, from household to household. But if you can love a child and delight in the child, I would hope, you know, that your listeners would consider.
Well, Rhonda, it's been such a joy and inspiration to have you on the show. Thank you for being on the show and sharing your story with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. And for any additional information, I encourage people to just go to my website. I'd love to hear, you know, questions, comments, and hear about your listeners' successes.
Beautiful. Well, we'll see you all back here next week for another Everyday Miracles. Take care.
Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.